Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time I look in the mirror,
this Aerosmith bringing us back. Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Jollis is our guest. Rob is the author of Customer-Centered Selling. If you want to learn how to sell the right way, buy that book. I promise you won't need anything else. Rob, thanks again for being here. Jollis.com, right? Two L's, folks. J-O-L-L-E-S.com. Rob, we're talking about some urban myths, some urban sales myths. We just got through talking about the needs-based selling, and I hope maybe I'll never have to say that word again. And what about closing? You think there's some myths about, around closing?
I do. One of them is a very simple one. I think the biggest myth is which we see in Glengarry Glen Ross. And,
yeah.
You know, it's very dramatized. A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing. Always be closing.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, that's a myth. That's not my opinion. I brought facts with you. I know you can get ornery in the morning, so I'm not giving you an opinion.
I'm always ornery.
I'm telling you that there is a study out there that says that if you ask somebody for their business and you get the answer no, that you have a 26% chance less of closing them.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, if it said always be trial closing, and make sure that we understand that
this
a trial,
is
I'm not trying to
That's
trick,
right.
I'm just
That's
saying,
right.
Let me see where you are in your decision
mm-hmm.
process. Do you think it's worth looking at alternatives? That's a trial close. Is this what it's going to take to make you happy? That's actually a trial close. If I can do this, will you do that? That's an old-fashioned one, but that's a trial close.
Here's another one.
When I say, Jim, I'd love to have your business, and you say no, 26%.
That's right. No, that won't work. No, you're exactly right. When you say ABC, and I've said it many times, always be closing. When you say that without explaining that what we used to call the interim closes or trial closes, that those are not closing for the business, but closing for the step that you're on right now.
Absolutely. That's a great point, Jim, because I think, and I'm guilty of it too as a former insurance agent. When I was taught a trial close, it meant if you get at the answer yes to this question, you fill out that application
mm-hmm.
and start filling out that medical. That's not what we're talking about here.
Right.
That's kind of old school.
That's what people think of salespeople. And a professional
right.
salesperson has an infinite number of closes, may use three in 30 seconds, and the customer never know it.
Absolutely right, because an intelligent salesperson is studying the decision cycle the client's going through. So when we say things, and I'm going to back up and say it again, when we say things like, do you think it's worthwhile looking at other alternatives? What we're really trialing is this a problem that you want to fix, or have you decided not to fix it yet? Because
mm-hmm.
if you've decided not to fix it yet, why in the world would I be telling you a solution?
Mm-hmm.
We have to study the problem. If you said you wanted to fix it, but you don't know what to fix it with, here comes another trial later on after we have that list of ideas that the client likes. Is that what it's going to take to turn this solution around? And the client says yes. Bang, now we can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's a go, no go. That's what a trial close is.
Well, that's exactly right. And what one a mentor explained to me this way many decades ago, Rob, he said, think of it as closing a door behind the customer, behind the prospect.
Love it.
Meaning
yeah.
that the customer, you walk a customer through a door to on color, on availability, on some myth that they have in their mind about your company or your product or your industry or the company they're using right now, and so you could in the conversation you show them that that their belief, their myth is not true, and then you say, so we can put that to bed, can't we? You might even say, so we can close the door. That's we both agree now that really is no longer a concern of yours, right? And when they say yes, they can never come back to that. If you don't close that door, they'll slip back to that eventually. They'll try to get
You know, Jim, you've never seen me conduct a seminar live, but I actually when I'm talking about closing, if I'm feeling rather dramatic that day, I will run, rock briskly or run around a stage and continue to mythically close doors. Mm-hmm. When I even say, are there any other issues? No, that's it. Bang, close that door, okay? Don't bring up an issue 20 minutes from now. Okay, you know, is now a good time to look at some other ideas? Yes, bang, don't tell me that you don't want to fix it. Mm-hmm. And one by one by one, that's the way we were taught to sell. Even
and if
when
you
we
don't,
an objection.
If you don't do that, folks, when you get to the point where you actually are asking for the business, then they're going to say, oh, well, but there's that one thing. And then if you didn't close the door on that, you got to go back and go through it all over again with them.
Yeah. Would you believe, Jim, that when I teach people how to close, because don't get me wrong, we're still going to ask that client for their business. One of the best closes I've ever seen is what we call a summary close. Not crazy
mm-hmm.
about the title.
I love it.
Because I don't want to transition within summary.
I love the
but
summary
when I
close.
Say, so Jim, you've told me this, this, and this. Wouldn't you agree you're getting everything you just said you were looking for?
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually trialing in my close. Because
mm-hmm.
if a client says yes to that, and I say, great, I'd love to work with you, how in the world does the client say no?
My goal is to never have to ask the customer for their business. If I've closed properly all along, I never have to ask them for the business. They buy from me.
Mm. We may have to go. We may have to go to battle on that one.
I never have to say, John, will you take it? Because in the other closes, they've already talked themselves. It's just a matter of then you. And all I have to say, I don't say, will you take it? I just say, well, press hard. You're going through 7 carpets. The last copy is yours.
Okay, well, that is a form of a close.
That's an old statement, right? How long has it been since anybody used carpet? Hey, Rob Jolles, ladies and gentlemen, jolles.com, J-O-L-L-E-S. That wasn't nearly as contentious as I thought it was going to be, Rob. Quick
well,
break.
We got one and more. We got
here's
one
what's
more.
Funny, folks. Rob Jolles, on the days he might feel animated and exuberant on the stage, when has that ever happened? Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.